None of us know how much time we have left on this earth. I have been reminded of this with my cancer diagnosis. And while I love spreading the good news of Jesus on this earth, I'm excited to meet Jesus and see Him face to face. I cannot wait to see Jesus as He really is. I cannot imagine how beautiful He will be. The Bible says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him," in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We don't know what heaven will be like, but we know it's going to be a beautiful and supremely joyful place. Whatever tomorrow holds, I'm completely at peace in Jesus. For I know, when my turn comes, the grave diggers will bury my body, but I won't be there. I'll already be in heaven with those believers who've gone before me. The citizens of heaven are my friends. The more of my friends who go there, the more I want to go myself. That's the glorious hope of the believer in Jesus. Never doubt that the Lord meant what He said when He proclaimed, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you," John chapter 14. The hope of heaven puts a smile on my face, despite what doctors may say. Do you and those you love have the same hope? There is room there for us all, and what a joyful reunion it'll be. I hope to see you there. My whole life has been dedicated to this subject. Go to heaven through Jesus Christ. Don't be stubborn. God wants everyone to be saved. That's why Jesus Christ went to the cross. That's why He died for our sins and was buried, and He rose again on the third day. Believe the good news and receive eternal life as the free gift of God. This is the hope we have as followers of Jesus. This is the hope we must share with those around us so we can reach our world. I'm so grateful that the Lord has kept His good hand of blessing on me for these many years. Now, as the time of the departure nears, I have absolutely a desire to honor my Lord Jesus Christ and bless my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'll point people to Jesus until my last breath. Because of my excitement to see Jesus, I cannot help but invite others to join me in heaven for eternity. Won't you also invite those that you love to accept the beautiful gift of heaven, which is the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord? Do it.